How's every summer?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
How's the quarantine?
Yeah, very nice. Good. But it worked out with you and Marsha. It was good.
Yeah, thank God it worked out.
Uh-huh. What did you end up learning?
Well, I'm taking the Holistic Ghost test, which is all over Sukkot, actually, so it's sponsoring for that.
Oh, I see.
So, I was doing that, I was doing some other things, and that. Looking a little reckless, though.
You were going to Shira or no?
So I did the beginning, and then I stopped going, but I didn't say anything. I mean, I wasn't shy, because, like, I wasn't, like, going, I mean, I was doing a bigger sponsoring in close in the morning, and, like, he was, you know, he's, like, in, like, we showed him, like making Dugan, like, and like we're showing he's assumed he's seen already, and like he's not really explaining where he's coming from. So like, unless you were like really like holding card beforehand, like you would just be like completely confused.
Uh-huh.
So like, I was like trying to go in the beginning, and then like I realized it was just like not trying. Like,
mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure.
Rabbi Dipsoff in the summer?
Yeah.
Soften is my favorite summer.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's everything soften.
Yeah.
You have more time. That's true. Yeah, that's really good. Does Rebbe ever done the Kachim part of
stuff? No, it was only for a few weeks. I just did the first, but I'm coming up very soon for the Sefer from stuff.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, hopefully in a month or so.
Oh, really? Very nice. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does Rebbe ever Kachim be in? Seriously?
The parts.
That and
other opportunities as well. But I have part of it is on Chametz, part of it is on Korban Pesach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Again, discussing various aspects of Berachas Hanen in the Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, pointing out that based on the initial consideration of the Gemara, that Berachas Hanen is considered to be part of the Kiyum of Shevach Mehodah. But then the Gemara comments that perhaps there is an element of Iser, that Asal Anus Nelma Zabracha Kiluma, and therefore perhaps we should view the Chiyu Bracha as elements of Isurim, simply as opposed to a Kiyum Mitzvah like Ner Chanukah or Kriya Samigim. This could impact, as we started to discuss on the Sugi and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara deals with the case of a Safek Bracha, and how would one paskin in cases of a Safek Birchas Hanenin? So Tosus quotes in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Ramas Kalo, the Shita of Ravalfas, where we assume Safek Brachos Lahakel. And the Ri writes that no, we paskin the Chumra that Tzaret Levarech Pam Acheres. the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kivaker cites the view of Marsha, himself came to the Kuvay, that that is because of our Gemara, the element of Isser. If you assume that there's an Isser of Osalehenos, and Kol HaNenet Ki Ilumo, so therefore we treat this as a case of a Suffolk Isser, and as such, one cannot assume that Suffolk is the Kula. When it comes to a case of a Birchas HaMitzvah, where Brachos Ein Ma'akvos, then one can assume that Suffolk Brachos La'akel. But not sure when it comes to an area of a Birchas HaNenet. We pointed out that this is against the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Perichesef of Brachos maintains that both when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah as well as when it comes to Birchas HaNenin, we assume Suffolk is the Kula, and that in several places is the Psak Halacha of the Mechaber and the Rambam. And we started to discuss various sugyas that perhaps seem to indicate that we view the Chiyuv Bracha as a Kiyuv Mitzvah, but not as an element of Hafgah HaSayisah. The sugya, for example, the Chof Mabez, when it comes to a case of a Balkari, that Poshav Shat, as the Gemara tells us, that Eino Mavarech Lefonav, that a Balkari true is obligated in Birchas HaMazon, Mavarech HaLamazon La'achra, because that's a Din Daraisa, but not sure when it comes to the Bracha Rishona. How exactly could that be? If it is simply a Kiyum HaMitzvah, one could argue that in such instance, one is considered to be exempt. But if there is an element of Isurim, so therefore, what is the allowance of a Balkari to go in to eat without the Bracha? Similarly, the Sugya of Onein, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin obeys, and Onein is Osek B'Mitzvah, as Rashi writes, Osek B'Mitzvah is Potam in a Mitzvah, Tosus calls the Yerushalmi of Kvod HaMeis, but again, the same question. How can that create the possibility of a person eating without a Bracha? An Onein certainly is not allowed to violate even Isurei Derabanan. So how is it possible that an Onein can engage in Achila without a Bracha? And Rashi's Girsan, the Sigyan Brachas, Naptev Zayin, when it comes to a case of Poalim, we understand that there's an element of Bitul Malacha. Perhaps Bitul Malacha can exempt someone from a Kiyum Esei, but how is that possible from cases of Isurim? So therefore, in light of these sugyas, we'll have to discuss how is it possible to maintain that there's an element of Isur, of Achila, without a Bracha Rishona. We pointed out that if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to stress the Chiyuv Hodah associated with a Bracha Rishona, not the element of Isur. The Gemara in our sugya, the Aflamen Hamad Beis, where it tells us that Kol Hanene Kilu goes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. So Rashi writes a somewhat unusual phrase. What is the gzela? Poshav Shad is the Rasha comments. The gzela is if you didn't recite a bracha Hashem Aratzim Lo, the achila is considered to be iser. But Rashi writes that goes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu es birchasa. What is it that you're stealing the bracha? One is obligated to recite the bracha and achila b'li bracha. It's as though that right you are failing the opportunity of reciting a bracha. The Marsha, he pointed out this bother. Why is Rashi right? Goes less brachaso. The gzeil is not the bracha. The gzeil akori is the achila. The achila, b'li bracha. Perhaps to an extent this is exactly the shitase. The Marsha who assumed in the shitasari that one is obligated in safek lechumra, because after all we treat this as a case of safek isurim, the Marsha comments in our Gemara that gozel means oso achila. However, Rashi, who comments as Brachaso, seems to indicate perhaps this is not the case. And this is clear then in Rashi, in our Sugi and Daf Lam and Hayamad Aleph, when the Gemara mentions the following, that one is obligated to recite the Birchas HaNen, and why is that true? What exactly is the Svara? Sharashi writes, the Svara is Kevon Denene, Sarek Lahodos, Lemishe Barama. A person is obligated to engage in Hodah. One could have argued as far as the following, that one is gozel, nifsei shamayim, b'li bracha. But again, Rashi does not say that on daf lamed hey malal. Rashi writes that again, sarach lahodos, indicating that a bracha rishona, similar to birchas hodah, that is the chiyu, as the Gemara commented in the beginning of the sukkah, that kodeshi lulim lashem. And then further, when we pointed out that this would fit in very well with the Rashi, in brachos on daf nun aleph, from an aleph, where the Gemara raises the issue that by the name Rav Chista, what about the possibility of a bracha rishona la'achar ha'achila? That's how Rashi understands the suffix of the Gemara. Ideally, of course, the bracha should be ogla siyasa, kodam achila. What about la'achar achila shtiyah? is one to recite a bracha. So again, if you're talking about the purpose of a bracha, to be matir the iser, so therefore somewhat difficult. How can a bracha la'achar ha'achila serve to be matir, to mafkia the iser of ki'ilu ne'emeh, that obviously must be done before. But if you assume, as Rashi writes, that sarach lahodos, so therefore one could certainly understand the suffix of the sugya, that even if one should assume that the kiyum hoda ideally should be over la siyasa, but a birchas hoda is also chal la'achar siyasa as well, birchas hamazon, which is a kiyum hoda, is la'achar siyasa, so even though the Gemara says, kishev sovim avareh, kishurayv lo koshkein, shru lechatkilo, that's the case. However, b'di'evin, one could envision a bracha, which is la'achar ha'achila as well. And even the maskana, that the Gemara comments that a birchas hanenin, according to Rashi, cannot be recited la'achar ha'achila, but the Gemara doesn't dismiss it out of hand. The Gemara invokes the principle of dichui. Now the Gemara says that, look, if the takana was mikodem, and you fail to do so, perhaps that opportunity is missed, and therefore bracha cannot be recited afterwards. And we pointed out that if you look in the Marsha understands the Gemara differently. Not that the Gemara is raising the issue of a bracha la'achar achila, but a person who began eating without a bracha and now is continuing to eat. And that's exactly what the Gemara says the following, of Rechon Odeh. The fact that you ate something b'isser, why should that allow you to continue to eat b'isser? The Marsha who understands that the issue of the Gemara is meshech ha'achila, perhaps again that is l'shitase, that if the bracha is serving as a matir, the Marsha does not understand the suffix of the Gemara as a matir la'achar ha'achila, but rather it is considered to be v'meshech ha'achila. However, this view, right, of the Rabbi Kivegan, the Gilead Hashas, the Marsha, based on the Shitasari, that suffix is l'chumra, we pointed out that you find in other Rishonim as well, that this is cited in the Meiri in our Sukhi, the Ramasva V'chol, that a suffix birchas hanenin is l'chumra, because after all, asu kimoel, the Meiri writes. And this is consistent with what the Meiri writes in Bava Kama and Daf Tzadi Dalit. If a person goes in and steals, what is the status of the bracha that he recites? So the Meiri writes the following, that if a person is kone b'shinui, then a bracha can be recited. What happens if that's not true? A person steals a chaticha, can't he go ahead and recite the bracha? So the Miri writes that, look, the birchas hamitzvah person is not going to recite. However, the bracha lefaneh, the birchas hanenin, that of course the person is obligated to recite, even though the Gemara applies the pasuk of Oseh Berech Nietz Hashem, that this is something that's despicable, but nonetheless, Eino Reshai Leinanos Kulo Bracha. But what's other choice? You're going to eat without a bracha. So therefore, you're making the situation worse by doing so. In addition, Isser. So therefore, one is obligated to recite, right, a Birchas Hanenen, even in a case of Zela. We pointed out a Chiddush we'll have to address of the Miri as well, that the Miri writes, U'mavarech hein hamotzi, hein birchas hamazon. The Miri says, since one cannot be nene, believe bracha, therefore a person recites a bracha lefanea, but also a bracha le'achareha. We'll have to discuss the bracha le'achar ha'afila. To what extent is that also rooted in one who is nene, believe bracha? Bashub Shat, we always assume that applies to the bracha rishona, but to what extent that would apply to the cases of the bracha lacharem. And Eino Chinami, we saw views in the Rishonim, the Rechos Chaim, the Kolbo, for example, that in the case of Onin that we cited earlier, Eino Chinami, when the Mishnah says that Onin Eino Mavarech, it's not referring to a birchas hanenin, that an Onin is obligated to recite, because an Onin cannot violate Isurim, and therefore the mission of Eino Mavarech is referring to other forms of bracha. But a bracha rishonin onin is obligated to recite because kol hanena b'lo bracha is ke'ilu ma'al. So we assume l'alacha, but that is not the case. Like the Iker Dein Rishon, we pointed out, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that even when it comes to birchas hanena, we'll assume that safek is considered to be lakula. So how do you deal with our sugya? That ki'ilu ma'al. So one possibility is that no, the sugi does not mean to imply an iser as Rashi says, kilomo means chayim lahodos. Gozo means esper chasa. But if you would interpret the Gemara kipshuta, that there is an isr, Hashem haratzon lo, and it's necessary lahafkia ha-isr, ayyidei bracha, so in such a case, how then can you assume in all these instances, whether it's a poel, or whether it's a balkeri, or whether it's a case of onein, that nonetheless, right, even if you don't recite a bracha, somehow there isn't an element of isr which is involved. So this perhaps gives rise to a broader issue. That's what I told you to take a look at the Tosas and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. When you have something that has two elements, two aspects to it, an element of an isr, and an element also of a kiyum hamitzvah, what is the relationship between those two halves? Do we view them absolutely independently, the kiyum essay, for example, and the isr? Or do we assume that no, that the two are able to blend, and perhaps if one does not apply, the other one would not apply as well? The Tosas in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph is discussing the following case. We know when it comes to Shabbos, Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yantif is Osir, Belav, and also NSA. When it comes to Shabbos, obviously Lav, Losasu Kom Lacha, and Yantif Kom Leches Avod Losasu, but also there is, right, an essay as well, an essay of Shabbosam, an essay of Tishbos. And Tosus questions, what is the relationship between the Lav and the essay? Tosus suggests in the following context, what is the obligation of women in Shmir Shabbos and Shmir Yantif? Women are obviously obligated in the Lav. They're obligated to refrain from Alacha, ben b'Shabbos, ben b'Yantif. But what about regarding the essay of Malacha? Should we view that essay independently, and therefore that's a mitzvah sasesha hazman grama, and therefore nashim turos? Or should we argue that no, that there is a relationship between the lav and the essay? Perhaps argue whoever is obligated in the lav of Shabbos is obligated in the essay of Shabbos as well. So Tosus assumes, Kedushin Lamed Aleph Malachter Mas Mamaka, Tosus assumes a very great Kiddush, that women are obligated in the lav of Malacha, women are exempt from the essay of Shabbosam, of Tishvos, and Shabbos and Anyantim. And that leads Tosus to the following stunning kasha, where Tosus is bothered. There are many sukkahs that tell us that you cannot apply the principle of essay dokolos essay when it comes to Yantif. Is a person allowed to machal Yantif for mitzvah essay? So the Gemara tells us no. Ain essay dokolos essay v'essay. The sukkah in Shabbos, for example, and Daf Chaf Daleth discusses the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim. You cannot be Sreif Kodshim on Yantif, even though it's a mitzvah sasei, but nonetheless, ein esse dochalos sasei vesei. So Sreifas Kodshim is forbidden. The Gemara Beitz and Daf Zayna Beis makes the following suggestion. Let's assume, for example, a person does Shkita on Yantif. Shkita is Melechus El Panefesh, but now you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. Under normal circumstances, the person should prepare a farmi bonyon and use that for kisi adam. Let's say he didn't do so. Would you allow a person to be machal yantif to access the dirt to do kisi adam? Gemara says, of course not. Ein esse dokolos esse vesse. So Tosus is bothered by the following. In all of these cases, this is all fine and good when it comes to a man. A man has to refrain from alach and Shabbos yantif as a lav and an esse. When it comes to women, however, Tosus assumes that the essay of Shabbos and Yantif is a Zman Brahma. And if that is true regarding women, you only have a lav, why shouldn't you assume essay dokolos essay? That is Tosus' question. So Tosus gives the following teretz. Tosus maintains that it's true that women are exempt from the essay, but that doesn't mean the essay is irrelevant. Tosus develops the following concept that halav olim, very great Kiddush. The lav is strengthened. Tosus writes the following. We don't assume, for example, that an essay can do halos essay sheish bokares. No? Let's assume, for example, like the end of the Yom, the Siyum, the Sechet Yivam, the Daf Yomi, two brothers married two sisters. Would you say that the mitzvah of Yivam is do chalis or bakos isha? No. The Gemara says, the essay of Yivam cannot be do halav sheish bokares. If a lav is so strong, there's no dechia. So Tosus writes the following chiddush. The reason Ein Esed Ochelosa Se Vesei is because the love is fortified. It's a strengthened love. It's not just a love. It's love and an essay. And an essay cannot suspend a love and essay. And now Tolstoy writes the Kiddush. Even though women are exempt from the essay, but undeniably, the love is a stronger love. And therefore, it's not nitan lidachos. That's Tolstoy's Kiddush. That's why you can't say essay or philosophy say, because the love is strong. When the essay hits it, it bounces off. There's no possibility of dechiyah at all. Rabbi Kileger just writes in that Tosus to take a look at the Tosus in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Boshav Shad Rabbi Kileger's Ha'ar is that's against the Tosus in Chulin. Because Tosus in Chulin raises a fascinating issue. In all the places in Shas, where the Gemara says, Ein Esed Ochelosa Se Vesei. So I did the wrong thing. I did the essay. And I violated the law of an essay. I shouldn't have. Ein Esed Ochelosa Se Vesei. But I did so. Tosa says, what is the onesh? What onesh do you give a person? So Tosa writes a very great Kiddush that there's no Malkus. You know why there's no Malkus, Tosa writes? Because of subtraction. Now the essay is dope for the law. Essay no kolosa say, and all you're left with now is an essay. There's never malchus for a bit of essay. So Tosfos writes a very great kiddush in Kulin that in all of those cases of ain essay no kolosa say ve essay, there's no malchus. In other words, that the essay does not go off the love, but you're left with an essay. Boshav shab the ha'ara Rabbi Kiveger is that's against the Tosfos in tradition. The Tosus in Kedushin argues that the reason Ein Esed Ochelosa Se Vesei is that the love is so strong it doesn't budge. That's not what Tosus assumes in Chulin. There the love is suspended. The only reason you can't do it is because you have an essay. But a critical nafkamina. In all those cases of Ein Esed Ochelosa Se Vesei, would there be malchus or would there be no malchus? For our purposes, the Kiddush the Tosus is following. You have malach and yamtid. It's a lav and an essay. The chiddush is you have a right to separate the lav and the essay. And therefore you can argue that just because you're obligated in one does not mean that you're obligated in the other. The Ran disagrees. The Ran is found there in Kedushin and Daf Yudal Mabez and Daf Yarif, Dira Maskol Be'ezim, where the Ran writes the following, it's not true. Malach is forbidden as a lav and an essay. The two halachos go hand in hand. And you can't separate the lav from the essay. And therefore it's not the case that women are obligated in one, but exempt from the other. So now I'm faced with a certain dilemma. As far as the lav is concerned, women should be obligated. As far as the essay is concerned, it's a zman grama. Women should be exempt. But you can't split. So the question simply then is the following. So what is the determining factor? If I can't split, should I argue women are obligated to both or women are exempt from both? So the Ran writes the following Kiddush, that the lav is the koveya. The iser is the koveya. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. And since everyone agrees, women are obligated in the lav, they're also obligated in the essay de Shabbos. And therefore, Tosus is kasha. Doesn't begin. Women are obligated in the essay of Shabbos as well. That's the Kiddush of Tosus. The Ran against Tosus. So the Ran points out, when you have something which is a lav and an essay, you can't separate out that the koveya is the lav. The following issue. If you look in the Ramban in that sugya, Ramban is the Ramas Hil Baha, Ramban is bothered by the following question. That Gemara in Kedusha is discussing the obligation of women in mitzvahs. And there the Gemara says that women are obligated in mitzvahs, I say, She'ein Hazman Grama. It's not Hazman Grama, so of course. Women are obligated. The Gemara gives you three examples of a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama that women are obligated in. One example is hashavas aveda. Women are obligated in hashavas aveda. Women are obligated in shiluach hakan.
And women are obligated in Vasisa Maka, look Agacha. Those are three examples of a mitzvah Shena Asman Grama that Nashim Chayagos. So the Ramban raises a very sharp kasha. How can the Gemara cite those as examples of a mitzvah Shein Hasan Grama that women are obligated? How can that be? Ramban writes, I'll tell you why women are obligated in those three. Because those three examples are not just an essay. All three of those cases also have a love. And women are obligated in love here. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, now the Torah says, L'sukam hisamein. You can't turn away. There's an Yisrael. When it comes to Shliwa Chakan, the Torah says, L'sikachim alabanim. When it comes to the Chiyuv of Makkah, the Torah says, L'sasin damim v'esecha. In all those cases, there's an Yisrael. Well, of course, when it comes to Yisurim, women are obligated. So how is it that the Gemara uses those as examples that women are obligated in the essay? Maybe I could argue, no, women are not obligated in the essay. But in those cases, there's a love. And women are obligated in the love in all of those instances. So Ramban gives the following terrors. At first glance, it sounds almost the exact opposite of the Ram. That you can't separate the love and the essay. The love and the essay must go hand in hand. Oh, that sounds like the Ram. However, what is the koveya? Is the determining factor the love or is the determining factor the essay? Ramban writes, the determining factor is the essay. The essay. That's the starting point. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you obligated in the essay? If you're obligated in the essay, then you'll be obligated in the love. But if you would be exempt from the essay, you would be exempt from the love. So therefore, the fact that women are included in Hashava Saveda, Shiloh HaKan, Masisa Maka V'Kagecha, it must be that women are obligated in the essay. Because if they were exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the love. So on the one hand, the Ram and the Ramban are similar, that they both disagree with Tosas. Tosas says you could separate one from the other. They're arguing that you can. You view it as, right, a single package. Whoever's obligated, one is obligated in the other. But they sound at first glance as though they're worlds apart. What is the koveya? Do you judge by the essay? Do you judge by the love? So one could suggest the following Kiddush, that perhaps there is no machlokis at all between the Ran and the Ramban, but rather simply it depends. The Ran could very well agree with the Ramban could agree with the Ran. The critical question is the following. Is the love a function of the essay, or is the essay a function of the love? What is, so to speak, the ikar? What is the tafel? What is the determining factor? And here, one could suggest the following. When it comes to malacha, Shabbos, malacha, yantif, refrain from malacha. Sheva tase, don't. In such a case, in all those instances, where the Torah forbids, of course the love is the ikar. The primary isser is the love. The chiyuv malkus. The primary isser is not the essay. If the Torah is saying do not, then the essay is tafel to the love, like malacha. The purpose of the essay is to fortify the love. And that's exactly what the Ran writes. Whoever is obligated in the love is obligated in the essay. And since everyone agrees, women are obligated in love of malacha, they're obligated in the essay. When it comes, however, to cases where the Torah demands a kiyum essay, the Torah says do. There, one could argue with the Ramban, the essay, the kum v'essay. Now that is the ikar. That is what the Torah insists on. You must do. What is the purpose of the law? To fortify, to ensure the kiyum essay. In certain cases, it seems so obvious. Let's say Hashava Saveda. So, if I were to ask you, what is the starting point? Well, isn't it reasonable? The Torah begins with Hashava Saveda. The Torah insists on Havzara Sachepetz. In order to ensure that that is true, the Torah warns us, L'sukha L'Yisalein. Don't pretend that you didn't see it. But would you argue the opposite is true? You begin with an Isra L'sukha L'Yisalein. And as a function of the issue, the Torah says there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And the Ramban assumes the same is true when it comes to Shiluach HaKam, the same is true when it comes to Vasisa Matu L'Gagecha, that the essay, the kum v'essay, that is considered to be primary. The purpose of Alav is simply a function of the essay. I'll give you another example which will bring this issue closer to home. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Gemara points out in Ksuvos Daf Mem Tes that tzedakah is an essay, pasoa tifta, there's a chiyuv of giving tzedakah, but there's also an iser. The pasuk says, lo sa'ameitz, lo sikpos, don't harden your heart, don't clench your fist, and you're obligated to give. Right? If a person fails to give tzedakah, he's mevatel an essay, and at times he'll violate the law as well. A law and an essay regarding tzedakah. A sugi we discussed at length last year, the sugi Bava Kamada from the Bava Madeis, is Shomer Aveda. I'm watching someone's chayfetz. What is my status? Am I a Shomer Chinam or am I a Shomer Zot? Poshem Shabon would argue, no, Shomer Chinam. How am I being paid for my services? I'm doing the person a favor. Why should you view me as a Shomer Chinam? As anything but a Shomer Chinam? And Rabbi Yosef says, as you know, that no, Shomer Beiner is a Shomer Safa. Why should it be a Shomer Safa? So the Gemara suggests a couple of possibilities, and one is proof to Rabbi Yosef. He's being paid. He's gaining something. In what sense is he gaining something? Well, if an ani were to come to him right now and demand tzedakah, he could legitimately say, no, I'm osik b'mitzvah, and I'm patur min ha-mitzvah. That halacha, osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah, that would save a person from the matanos, from the tzedakah, that is considered to be a tangible stuff, chiddush. And therefore, I am called the shomer sefer. No doubt, it's a great chiddush. The schar that a person is receiving is not commensurate to the shmira. The schar is not a result of the bala chayfes. It's not that he is paying me. The Torah posits a halacha, osik mitzvah patur mitzvah, but I'll probably gain. Rabbi Yosef writes, that's a shomer safra because osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. So if you look in the Nesivis has a work which is called Beis Yaakov, right? The Beis Yaakov and that daf, Ksuvos and daf Mem Tes Mabeis, the Nesivis leaves the following as a Tzitzar Chiyun. Just like we discussed when it comes to Onin. And Onin is Osik the Mitzvah Potem Nemitz. That exempts him from a Mitzvah Sasei. But it doesn't allow him to violate any Isurim, would never exempt him from Halav. So the Nesivis writes that Tzedakah would just be a Mitzvah Sasei. I understand you could apply the principle of Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But if tzedakah is a lav, two lavim, sa'ames, those sick boats, how can you apply a principle of Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? He can violate a lav as a result of Osek b'mitzvah? How can that be? And the Sivas leaves that as a tzorachim. Boshev shot one could argue, right, the teretz, right, to this kasha, the Nesivis is exactly this point. When it comes to tzedakah, you have a lav and an essay. If I were to ask you, what is the koveya? What is the determining factor? The lav is the koveya. This is an independent lav? Or the lav is only b'makom ha-essay? When there is a mitzvah essay, the Torah wants to ensure that the essay is fulfilled. Boshev Shat, that's similar to the case of Hashavas Aveda. It's not that you begin with a lav, losamek, losikbos, and therefore, as a functional lav, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah tzedakah. Isn't the opposite the case? You begin with the mitzvah tzedakah. And in order to ensure that you'll fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah, just like in Hashavas Aveda, the pasuk says that, losuchal hisalein. Here the pasuk says, losamek, losikbos. But if the purpose of the lav is to bolster the essay, So I'd argue as follows. When it comes to the Klalei Hara, the essay is Iker. And if a person would be exempt from the essay, of course, there's no law. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra, Dav Ches Leveis Os Memches. When it comes to tzedakah, the iser is tafel. That's secondary to the Kiyum essay. And therefore, whatever determines the Kiyum essay, that will apply to the lav as well. And therefore, if Osek B'mitzvah would tell us that there's no essay, well, if there's no essay, right, there's no lav. The purpose of the lav is in order to ensure the Kiyum essay. I'll give you another similar example when it comes to Osek B'mitzvah. The Mishnah that tells us Osek B'mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah, Sukkah Dav Kafei, Shluchei Mitzvah, Turim and Hasukkah. The person is Osek B'mitzvah, he's Patur Min HaSukkah. And what is its source? Kriya Shema. You're Chayiv in Kriya Shema if a person is Lech B'chavad Erech, but not Prat Osek B'mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered by the following question. Pnei Yeshua on that Mishnah, Sukkah Dav Kafei. Osek B'mitzvah is Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula. Its source is Kriya Shema. What in the world is this doing in Masechta Sukkah? Why should that be the place that the Mishnah tells you Osek B'mitzvah? I understand the context of Kriya Shema, that is the makor. So the Pnei Yeshua writes the following Kiddush. No, the Mishnah is telling you a great Kiddush. When it comes to Kriya Shema, what does Osek B'mitzvah mean? You don't recite Kriya Shema. Man is Sheva Pasa. You're Osek B'mitzvah and you sit back and you don't read the Shema. In Sukkah, it's much worse. When it comes to Sukkah, what does Osek B'mitzvah mean? That you're allowed to eat Kutz the Sukkah, Bekum V'Asei. A person can engage in Achila Bekum V'Asei Kutz the Sukkah. In Pashup Shatna Rambam, that's an Isser. There's an Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. So the Pnei Yeshua Raish is the following. The reason that the Mishnah tells us this in the Masechta Sukkah is to indicate that Osek B'mitzvah allows a person even to violate to be mevatel the essay of Sukkah B'kum V'Asei through Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. That's the Pnei Yeshua. So I'll just ask the following question. The Teretz is too good. So Meheka Teisi. If the source is Kriya Shema, and the Din Darais of Osek Mitzvah simply says, V'shev Valtase, don't fulfill the Mitzvah Sasei, how do we know that Osek Mitzvah applies to allow a person to eat Bekum V'Sei outside of the Sukkah? Osek Mitzvah is not Matir Yisuri. So good, you see that, but how did Chazal know that that's true? How can you jump from the case of Kriya Shema to the case of Sukkah? Sukkah is an Isra Achila B'kum V'Asei. Here I would answer the very same terrors, and that's the following. There's no independent Isra of Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. The Achila Chutz L'Sukkah is a function of the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah sasei of a sukkah's teshu, there's an isra achila chutz the sukkah. However, if the mitzvah does not apply, there's no independent isra. Just as when it comes to tzedakah. If there's no mitzvah tzedakah, there's no isra of those samets and those sikvos. If there's no mitzvah of hashavas aveda, there's no isra of those sukkah the isalim. And therefore, that's exactly how Chazal know that if there's no mitzvah sukkah, because Osek mitzvah patam and mitzvah, there's no isra achila. Imagine someone would suggest that women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah because it's a zman grama. That means they don't have to eat in the sukkah, but there will be an isra achila chutz the sukkah because it's an isra. You say ridiculous. If you're exempt from the mitzvah, then there's no Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. The Koveh is obviously the Mitzvah Sasei. There are many other such examples as well. But this is based on the Chiddush of the Ram, right? The Chiddush of the Ramban, that in these cases, the Esse and Los Esse go hand in hand. Even if there is an Isser, Isser is a function of the Mitzvah. Even though Tosis disagrees, that Tosis and Kedushin that maintains that no, you can slip off, women can be obligated, Lav of Malach, exempt from the essay. I'll bring you a Raya that there is a Tosis that agrees with the Raya. Right? This is the following. Tosis and Shabbos of Samotes. Diramastu the other. Right, simply the following Kiddush. There's an essay of Malach on Shabbos. What is the essay? What is the essay? We usually cite the Pasuk of Shabbosam, Tishbos. Tosus quotes a different Pasuk. Tosus Shabbos, some of Tessim and Aleph, cites the Pasuk in Shmos, Lam and Aleph, Shmartin es Hashabbos. That's the essay. Shmartin es Hashabbos. In other words, Shmartin is an essay. Shamor, according to Tosfos, Shamor, Shmartin is an essay. We'll ask you the following question against Tosfos. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Yom Beis. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Why is that true? Zocher Shem Shabbos Lakadosho. Zocher is Zman Grama. Why should women be obligated in the Mitzvah Sechira Shabbos? The Gemara answers, as you know, Zocher V'Shamar V'Dibur Echad Nemru. Whoever is obligated in Shamor is obligated in Zachar. And therefore, women who are obligated in Shmira Shabbos, refraining from Halacha, they're also obligated in Zachar. Good. That's the Gemara. Good. So I'll ask you a simple question. How do you know that women are obligated in Shamor? The whole drush of the Gemara. Whoever is obligated in Shamor is obligated in Zachar. That's Shamor v'Zachar d'Ibur Echad Nemru. How do you know when they're obligated in Shamor? You know what the Ramban writes? The Ramban writes on that pasuk, on the pasuk of Zachar Shem Shabbos Lakadosho, Shmos Tov. The Ramban writes because Shamor is allowed. Shamor is like Yishomer. Yishomer, Pen, Al. Shamor is allowed. Well, that's very good. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the mitzvah of Zachar. But according to Tosfos and Shabbos Samotes, that Shamor Ushmartim is an essay, so I'll ask you an obvious kasha. How do you know women are obligated in Shamor Sima Shabbos Akasha? It's an essay. Why is Shamor any better than Zachar? That we argue, whoever is obligated in Shamor is obligated in Zachar. If you hold like the Ramban, it's a lav, of course, we're obligated in lavim. But if you hold as Tosfos, Ushmartim is an essay, but there's a difference between Ushmartim and Shamor. So if it's an essay, how do you know women are obligated in Shamor to argue Shamor v'Zachar, b'derech ha'nemru? Boshrav Shat, the answer is, that Tosfos and Shabbos is like the Ramban. Shamor is an essay of refraining from halacha. And when it comes to refraining from halacha, the ikar is the lav. Lo sasa kol halacha. And the essay is a function of the lav. Whoever is obligated in the lav of halacha is obligated in the essay of halacha. And that's how the Gemara knows that women are obligated in Shamor. Once they're obligated in Shamor, that's the drasha of Shamar v'Zachar, b'dibur echad nemru. So Pashur Shab, that one line in Tosfos, the Shabbos Samotes, that the essay is Shamar, u'shmartem, Achara, that Tosis is assuming against the Tosis and Kedushin, like the right in Kedushin, that the Lav and Essay go hand in hand. This now is relevant to us because of the following. How is it that we assume, like Rov Rishonim, that when it comes to the Chiyuv Bracha Drabanan, we treat that simply as a Kiyum Mitzvah Drabanan, not as an Isser Drabanan? And therefore Onein, and therefore Paulim, and therefore Balkeri, and Safek. How can you be Matir and Isser, all these cases? And here in the Chora, one could suggest the very same lamdas on a level of Drabanan. That even if there is an element of Issa, we discussed in the last year, Achidah Shabrina God, maybe there is no element of Issa. And maybe those the Diyukim and Rashi, goes less Berchasa. But even if you assume, as Rav Rishon, there is an element of Issa. So here one could suggest that Issa is not an independent Issa that is judged separate from the essay. But the Isser is a function of the essay. There is a takana drabanan of a chiyuv bracha, and now, whoever will fail to fulfill the mitzvah drabanan, that is ki'ilu ma'al. Right before the takana drabanan, there was no Isser mi'ila, if a person would eat b'li bracha. So therefore, the Isser is a function of the Chiyuv Bracha, of the Kiyum Essay. It fits in very well with that structure, the Ran and the Ramban. Whenever the Torah, the Chachamim, obligate you to do something, then the Kiyum Essay is Ikar. And the Lav is a function, like Hashavas HaVedah, Shiduach HaKam. If the Torah says, don't do, Sheva Al Taseh, maybe that's when you argue, as the Ran does, that Lav is considered to be the Ikar. So even if one assumes that of course there is an Isser, but the Gemara does not mean to assume that there is an Isser, and then as a result of this, the Chachamim were Koveya. After all, Koveya Matakana, there was no Isser. The Isser is a function of the Chiyuv Bracha. Once Chazal were Koveya, that there is a Mitzvah Drabanan of Birchas Hanenin, so now if a person will fail to do so, that is considered to be Ki Ilu Gozel, Ki Ilu Ma'am. But the Koveh is considered to be the essay. So if someone is exempt from the essay, like in a case of an Onein, or like in the case of Balkari or Boalim, so maybe in a Chinami, they'd be exempt from that element of Isser as well. Right. Right. So that's the question. Perhaps that's the machlokas. In terms of the Ri and the Rit, the Gemara says Nisvara that there's an element of Isser. Now again, the Gemara does not mean an independent Isser. After all, so where was this Isser, so to speak? Kodama Takana. We'll have to discuss when the Gemara says Svara, does it really mean on the level of Daraisa? There is such a Pnei Yeshua, we'll have to discuss what is the Koach Hasvara. But Poshim Shat, this is not true Daraisa. Right, this is true Midrabanan as a Tam HaTakana for the Chachamim instituting Echil Bracha. So now Lachora, one could ask, so what is the starting point? This was what motivated the Chacham to create the Takana, but is there an independent Isser LaHalacha? Would you argue that even if a person is exempt from the Kiyum Bracha because Osek HaMitzvah, but there still is an element of Isser? Or that's no worse than Kodem HaTakana. If Safek Bracha Slahakel and Bracha Drabanan, so Safek Bracha is no worse than Kodem HaTakana, where there's no independent Isser. And perhaps as you're suggesting, that underlies the Chiddush of the Ri, where Safek is the Chumrah. Maybe here the starting point is not, right, the Kiyum, the starting point is the Isser. And perhaps that is part of the basis of the Machlokes. But utilizing perhaps that teres, the Ran of the Ramban, that the Koveh is whether what is demanded is a Kiyum essay, maybe that's true. That here the starting point is the Kiyum Hamitz. In terms of the particular sugyas that we saw, if you look, for example, right in that sugya in Brachas and Abtezayin, the case of Paulin, where Rashi comments, Ein Mevarchin Lefoneha,
right? That Paulim do not recite a bracha rishona. Rashi comment to Rasul Ein because she'eno min haTorah, because not a din daraisa, only a din darabana. If you look in the Rif, on the testament base and dapping a Rif, the Rif had a very different gersa in the Gemara, and that is in the case of Paulim shehayo osin malacha etzal balabayis. The gersa Sarif was mevarchin lifoneha. Yes, mevarchin lifoneha. They do recite the bracha rishona. Mevarchin lifoneha ula achareha. What about benching? Shtei brachos. They recite a kitzer, birchas hamazon. The Gemara says, what is the shtei brachos? The bracha rishona they recite ketikna, the normal bracha. The bracha shniyah begins with the berachas haaretz, and kol bonei Yerushalayim the berachas haaretz. They recite somewhat of an abridged berachas hamalcha that includes the first brachos of the benching. The bracha hatov hameitiv, for example, right? They don't recite at all, even though that is part of berachas hamazon derabanan. But yet, according to the Girsa Sarif, they do recite, right, the bracha rishon. Why would you recite the bracha rishon in the case of Paulim? Maybe in Achinami, according to the Girsa of the Rif, you can understand very well, because even though when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, there is an additional bracha v'atov ha-meitiv, but certainly there's no element of Isser at all. No, Mashenkin, when it comes to the Berachas HaNenin, if there is an element of Isser, so in such an instance, Rav Chazal did not grant dispensation when it comes to Paulim of an exemption of bracha rishona. Rashi's girsa of ein mevarchin lefoneha, even a pole is exempt, that could fit in very nicely with Rashi. With all the Rashi's that we pointed out, that we view the bracha rishona as a kiyum hodah, and therefore Rashi's that we saw, in addition to the Rashi of onein, and onein is potter, and here Rashi polim are potter. We view it straight as a kiyum mitzvah d'rabbanan, where one is considered to be exempt. And what about the kashya raised, the sugya daf yud zayin of Balkari? So here is what one could envision, several possibilities. One possibility is the following, based on, right, the whole shir. And that is, this is not an independent isser, but the isser is a function of the chiyum bracha. And if a Balkari is not to recite a bracha, then there is no isser achima, kodem habracha. There's no Yisra Achiva, Kodam HaBracha. It's not called Gozel Nifsei Shamayim, if Asilu Levarich, like Kodam HaTakana. A couple of other possibilities. If you look in the Mishnayis, the Brachos, on that Mishnah, of Yuzan Rebeis, the Balkari, the Melech Shlomo on the Mishnayis, suggests the following possibility, that when the Mishnah says that Eino Levarich, the Balkari does not recite a bracha, it means Eino Mavarech Bepeh Aval Maharher. Melech Shlomo quotes this as the Yerushalmi. It means he doesn't articulate, but yet Maharher. What apparently is the Chiddush? Maybe one could suggest, but again a very great Chiddush, even if Hirhur is Lav Kedibudam, even if Hirhur is Lav Kedibudam, maybe one could suggest an interesting Kiddush. Melech HaShlomo doesn't spell this out. Melech HaShlomo just writes that Eino Mavarech means Eino Mavarech Bepeh Aval Maharher Belay. Maybe one could suggest the following. But what do you mean? Here is nothing. Here is Lav Kedibur Dami. Maybe one could argue as follows. Maybe here is Lav Kedibur Dami in terms of the Kiyum essay, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Bracha. For the kiyum mitzvah drabana, the reciting of bracha, we insist on dibur. What about as far as goes on nifsei shamayim? The fact that one has to acknowledge, right, that which he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, ki'ilama. Maybe one could argue that hava hatayim. That if for whatever reason dibur is necessary, here lav kedibur dami, that's true when it comes to this as well. Maybe one can suggest an interesting chiddush. As far as the Isser is concerned, maybe humor is considered to be sufficient. Right? A mindset that this is not mine and I must be Nochel Rishus, maybe that is sufficient to be Mafkia, the Isser. Even if it's insufficient in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the Kasha then, so what does the Balkari do? Right? He cannot be Mubarak Bebeh. Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush Yerushalmi, Mehar Her Belev, not just simply as, no, Mehar Her Belev, just that somehow he should have a proper Hashkafa. Mehar Her Belev, that Himer Lav Kedibur Dami, but nonetheless that is sufficient, that it's not considered to be Kedgozel, Kemon, Itzei Ektish, even though in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that is insufficient, but he's exempt from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Even if there is an Isser, maybe the possibility, no doubt, the Chiddush, that the element of Isser, right, perhaps is Paka al Yidei Hira. The Pnei Yeshu in our Sugya suggests a very great Chiddush in the Ramaskal Gemara. What does the Balkari do? So he doesn't recite Hamotzi, but he's obligated to bench. So Pnei Yeshu writes the following Chiddush. It sounds terrible. V'od, da'al ha'mazon mevarech mihu la'acharon. He's going to bench. And im kein, eino nehenem min ha'olam hazeh b'lobram. So Pnei Yeshu writes, that's not called being nehenem b'libracha. It's as though that what? He denies everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? He's benching. He's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, ala aretz, ala mazon. No, so in such a case, that is sufficient as far as the element of Isser is concerned. A very great Kiddush. So even though he can't recite the Bracha Rishona, but the Isser Gezel Mi'ila is satisfied right through the Bracha Lachareha. Very, very great Kiddush. Number one, a Kiddush, this is certain, similar in a certain sense that Me'iri, but Vakam Natsani Dalit, that was willing to apply the Nehneh B'li Bracha even to the Bracha Le'achareha. Right? The Miri's Kiddush, that if a person is Gozel B'lo Shinui, he's obligated to set a Bracha Le'achareha, because how can you be Nehneh B'li Bracha? A Nehneh B'li Bracha, we normally assume applies to the Bracha Rishona. The Miri was willing to extend it to the Bracha Achrona. Here the Pnei Yeshu writes, since he's reciting the Bracha Le'achareha, so in such a case, then that satisfies that Kohenene Kilama. Of course, the great Kiddush of Pnei Yeshu is the following. Look, in the case of the Mishnah, you're all right. Because the Mishnah is dealing with Pas, where in Achinami, he will bench. Yeah, but what about in all those other cases where Midaraisa, there is no Bracha La'achareha? You can't suggest that Pnei Yeshu is Teres. Does the Pnei Yeshu really mean to say that the only reason there's no Isra Achila is because you will satisfy the Chiyuv Bracha through Birchas HaMazon? And in other cases, the Balkari would not be allowed to eat. Like only in the context of a Suda, the Balkari eats because there is a Bracha Le'achareha that would satisfy that particular need. We discussed in the first year that the Mechaber and Kufayim Beis Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber writes the following: what about Shachat Vehichnis Mashbal Sofid? Hello, bro. The person forgot. And he took a drink, and now the mashka is in his mouth. So what does he do now? So the Mechaber writes, Bol on the Eino Mavarek. He can swallow it without a breath. So again, raise the same question. Maybe under those conditions would Chazal exempt a person from Bracha Rishona? But still, how could he be Boleya? Isn't that act of Boleya considered to be Nehneh B'li Bracha? So again, perhaps one could suggest the same teretz, right? And that is that, again, we're not dealing with an independent Isser. The Isser is failure to recite a Bracha. And in cases where there is no Chiyu Bracha, like Onen, Balkari, Kualim, Shachat, the same thing, that there's no independent issue.
But if you look in the Marshal, you look there in Shulchan Aruch, Kufayin Beis, the Chachma Shlomo. Chachma Shlomo understands the Salafa. Bolon ve'enu mavarech in a very different way. You know why Bolon ve'enu mavarech? The Chachma Shlomo writes the following. Because at that point in time, le'inyan bracha, basaro olam azlinan, the kevan de eno ruuyin the shar adam lo vay bracha. You have liquid that's in your mouth. Liquid which is in your mouth, that is not something that would be royal achim or royal shniyah. You'll eat it, yeah, but not you. Basaro olam. It doesn't have a Torah's ochel. It doesn't have the Torah's mashke. And in such a case, there's no chiyuv bracha. And the Chacham Shlomo goes a step further. V'yesh lahasbir hadavar yosef. Ikar tam habracha, the havik goes lo yisparach. What is driving the chiyuv bracha is gezel. Is this real gezel? A person would go ahead and consume something which is worthless for others. So he benefits. But he is not taking something from others. So the Chacham Shlomo writes that the Doma L'Gzeila D'Kaimelon B'Makam Chacham Beis Zeneh Nebizel O'Chasim. It's the Kiddush that the Marshal writes. This is a case in Dine Gezel where there wouldn't be a Chiyuv B'Torah's Gezel. Obviously the Chachila not, but given that situation, this is a case where you're benefiting, but there is no chisaron al pidin, that would not be a case of gezel. So therefore, ein chiyuv bracha od ve'ein al kegazel. That's the chiddush that the Chacham Shlomo writes. There's no issur gezel. And therefore, the Machaber writes that bolon ve'ein mavarech. If you look in the Rush, in the next parak, in parak Zayin, in Simen Lamed Gimel, the Rush quotes this Bashem Rabbeinu Hanana, not with the whole mashal of Zenen of Zalokasar. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Hanana when it comes to mashkin, bolon ve'in mavarech lein. This exact halacha. You have mashka that's already in your mouth, you can swallow without a bracha. Why is that true? Rabbeinu Hananel, Mishum de Idchu Lahen Mitoras Mashkin. That's what the Rush writes. Idchu Lahen Mitoras Mashkin. It no longer has the status of Ochel or Mashkin. The Einon Ru'il Ishtos the Kol Adam. No one would eat this anymore. It's Nifsal. Hilkach Ein Mahapir Al Berchasim. That's the Rush quotes in Rabbeinu Hananel. The Chachma Shlomo adds the Charifus of a Zenen of Zol Chasim, Idini Gezer. But the Chiddush is found in Rabbeinu Hananel. Yichu lehem et Toras Mashkin. And the Rush continues and quotes the Ravid that disagrees l'halacha. In this case of Shachat v'hichnis, the Rush says the Ravid shita is bolo u'mavarech. You swallow, yeah, but you do recite a bracha afterwards. Oh, how can that be? Didn't we just discuss the Gemara of Nun Aleph that you cannot recite the bracha la'achar achil la'achar shdiya? The Ravid writes the following. Oh, this case is different because in this case nizkar ba'od hamashkin b'piyah. The case in the Gemara is where a person already ate and the achila is finished. Now there's a dichui. Oh, you can't recite a bracha. However, here the Ravid writes that domek tzas la over asiyasa. Here it's not exactly achar asiyasa. Here, already before the person was boleya, already he realized he didn't recite a bracha. Therefore, this is a case where we would allow a person to recite the bracha even la achar shabola. And in fact, that's what the Ramah writes in this mechaber Kufayin Beis. The Mechaber writes Bolon Ve'inu Mavarech in the Ramah, right, is referring you to the Shitas HaRaivin, the possibility of Bolo U'Mavarech. So these are several possibilities. How do you understand this halacha? Right, if there's an element of Yisr involved in Bracha,
Either the iser is the fact that you didn't recite the bracha, and if one is exempt from bracha, there's no independent iser. The chiddush of the Chachma Shlomo that there is no iser gezel, zenenem is alachaser, idich matar is mashke, or maybe not kinami, the rabbis shita that no, one is obligated to go ahead and recite a bracha afterwards. Right? And this is not comparable to the sugi where a person first realized that he failed to go ahead and recite a bracha in that particular case. We'll have to discuss more about this machlokas, Rishonim. Take a look in Rabbi Kveger and Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Tes. The Rabbi Kveger in Reish Tes explains the Shita Sari very differently than the Gilin HaShas. Rabbi Kveger and Gilin HaShas is simply, there's an Yisr. If there's an Yisr, so therefore, how can you say Safik Yisr? Is Lekula. Rabbi Kveger in Simon Reish Tes gives a very different view of the Shita Sari, why you should assume that a Safek Bracha is L'chumra. And take a look if you can in the Stipler, right, in Simon Hay. And then Rav Shach has a piece, right, in Aviezri, in Brachos Perek Dalid, right, Halacha Beis. Further beer in the Shita Sari. So if we explain the reason simply Kapshuta, right, there's an element of Isser, and then the lambda is to what extent Isser is a function of the Chova Sabra. Rabbi Kveger himself, in Reish Tes, is a different view of the Shita Sari, different from simply Pashup Shatin, Goyin HaShas, we'll see, right, the Navkavinus as well. That's a good question we'll continue at this point. I don't think there's Shir tomorrow, but I think we'll continue Tuesday at 1:15.
Yeah. There is the halacha that you should have humor, or maybe you have something brachos.
Right, I'll have to talk about that. Would that help in the case of something brachos? I mean, can we even discuss some of those cases that would humor help in the case of something brachos? Or would brachos with halashim help? Right, in those cases? Right, would that be nice? Right, I'll talk about that.
We'll get into a lot of
that. Yeah, we'll go, yeah.